You do get a very strong sense of deja vu here in Greece. Just a month since they last went to the polls, and this weekend they'll be voting again. But more than that, the issues haven't really changed. Greece still has a level of debt that would make most nations weep. And it's still on the receiving end of a series of bailouts from the European Union and IMF. But the question is whether those bailouts will continue. To get its hands on the cash, Greece had to agree to a series of tough austerity measures, the so-called memorandum. And that is what's at stake in this election. The real debate here is between those parties that would accept the austerity measures, the so-called pro-memorandum parties, and those who are against. The last polls showed a rough neck-and-neck tie between the right of centre, New Democracy. They promised just to try and renegotiate some parts of the memorandum, and challenging them, the new kids on the block, Syriza. Syriza is a self-styled radical left coalition, which promises that on its first day in power, it would end the austerity agreement altogether. So what everyone here wants to know is what that would actually mean for Greece. It was a funny kind of meeting, on a hot, sweltering night in the centre of Thessaloniki. The leftist party Syriza had invited local business people to hear their manifesto. Syriza makes no bones about its radical program. It wants to nationalize the banks, raise the minimum wage, and increase tax on business profits. But the party also says it will tear up the austerity agreement which Greece signed with the European Union and IMF. And that promise alone seemed enough to win over the business people who showed up.
The last 2 years we had very big problems. We saw our business shrink. And the basic program of Syriza is that it's going to stop the austerity politics. I say that it's the only hope.
It's our only solution to change this catastrophic austerity politics. I will vote for Syriza.
A lot of people are going to be a bit surprised. You're a businessman and this is a party that describes itself as radical left.
Yes, I'm a small businessman and I think I'm in the same boat with my workers, the small people of the country.
And there are others out there who now identify with those small people, like staff at the Theogenico Hospital, where Syriza were campaigning this week. Theogenico is a cancer specialist unit, its corridors filled with some desperately sick-looking people. Trying to care for them is the head of radiotherapy here, Dr. Martha Charalambithou. She told me why she's become a recruit to the ranks of Syriza.
We don't have enough money for the hospitals. We don't have enough medicines, equipment, and it's getting worse. So I will vote Syriza because we must vote without fear. Without fear. We want a different country, and Syriza is the hope.
You do hear that kind of talk a lot here, about Syriza, and indeed about other new, relatively fringe political parties, that they are the only hope, a last chance. There's an almost religious tone at work here, and it leaves some people rather exasperated. I visited the food product manufacturer Konstantinos Konstantinides at his giant factory just outside Thessaloniki. Konstantinos is perfectly frank. He doesn't know, he says, which political party can sort out the mess in which Greece now finds itself. But he has no time for Syriza or its promise of redemption.
Syriza is telling Greek people really what they want to hear. A lot of people are frustrated, they've lost their jobs, and Syriza is the party that tells them that they will restore the situation we had before the crisis. Unfortunately, in my view, this is not very realistic. We were living beyond our means. It's practically impossible to be living at the level we were living 4 or 5 years ago. It's not feasible.
If Syriza does play on people's hopes, then its conservative opponents are rather shamelessly targeting voters' fears. The New Democracy Party has a television election ad which shows a sad young child of the future anxiously asking her teacher why Greece is no longer in the euro.
Γιατί; Γιατί, κύριε;
The message is clear. If you want to avoid the horror of ejection from the euro, avoid this child's misery, then you must vote New Democracy.
Προχωράμε υπεύθυνα, αποφασιστικά. Νέα Δημοκρατία.
That message was hammered home again to me by the head of the Thessaloniki prefecture. Apostolos Tsitsikostas is a rather ambitious New Democracy high flyer, with a rather stark warning about the consequences of a Syriza victory.
Syriza is saying that we're going to stay within the European Union and within the Eurozone. That's what they say. However, if they get the chance to implement their policy and they suddenly say that we do not accept the debt that Greece has, then automatically we will be expelled and we will be forced to leave the Eurozone and the Euro. Then there will be a lack of oil, of petrol, of basic goods. Maybe the police and the military will be in the streets.
That's a pretty apocalyptic vision you're giving. You're sure you're not exaggerating?
I'm sure I'm not exaggerating. It's going to be the first time that a country leaves an economic zone such as the Euro. We will experience scenes from a worse kind of movie.
The truth is, there are more and more warnings of dark times ahead here. A possible run on the banks, more of the civil disturbances that were seen last year. And yet, as you walk the charming streets of Greece's second city, it is hard to believe that any such menace is looming. The sun shines, young couples walk hand in hand on the seafront, while old men play with their worry beads in the shade of dusty cafes. There is a sense of unchanging calm. Indeed, some argue that it's precisely because life can be so good here that the financial problems got out of hand in the first place. I was joined at a streetside cafe by the local journalist and commentator Romanos Kondoyanides, and he explained how he saw the origins of this country's troubles.
Greece are very optimistic people. It's the sun, it's in our mentality, our DNA. We think that tomorrow everything will be better. And for a lot of years, banks every day phone the people here in Greece, in our houses, and they said, okay, we have some money for you to borrow the money and come and take a loan. If you want to build a house, if you want to buy something, you can take money from us. This make an atmosphere to think that, okay, we can take the money. Now we wake up in a different world. We lost our job. Every Greek company go down every day. And our optimism is past now. We have lost the smile from our face.
The journalist and commentator Romanos Kondoyanides. Well, Syriza's economic guru happened to be campaigning here in Thessaloniki this week. Yurgos Stathakis is professor of political economy at the University of Crete. And I asked him, first of all, whether he thought most business people really were won over by Syriza and its proposals.
There is no conflict between the left and the business communities in Greece. The vast majority of the business community consists of small and medium-scale companies in Greece, which we are very interested. We are attached to it. This creates the new employment, as it does in many other countries in Europe. So at the center of our economic development policies is this business community.
The larger businesses in Greece, the organizations that represent them, they're rather scared about the idea of a Syriza victory. They don't think it's going to do Greece any good.
Well, they're not that much afraid. They know that the current policy leads nowhere. And Syriza is the only available strategy for getting the economy out of the recession.
The main worry that your critics have is quite simple. You have promised that if you get into power, you will tear up unilaterally the agreement with the EU and the IMF. And that means that you'll get cut off, you'll get no more money, this country will be bankrupt within a few weeks.
No, this is not correct, because the vast majority of the loans goes for the payment to our European partners of the Greek debt. Just a very small fraction of such loans enters the Greek economy. In case that this finance is cut off, Greece has to find a small sum of money, something in the range of 2 billion euros per year, to balance its budget.
So you'll just stop paying back the money you owe?
Well, we want an agreement with our European partners. We simply think that renegotiation has to be made. the Greek economy has shrunk by 17% in the last 3 years. That's the largest recession for any Western economy after the Second World War. It's a disastrous. Basing our approach on the fact that the memorandum has failed, then I think the European partners realize that the wish of the Greek people is to change these policies, and that's why we want that we'll renegotiate the agreement.
But they are insisting the rules are the rules, the agreement's the agreement. They're not going to renegotiate.
They can't. The European crisis is nowadays beyond the crisis of Greece. They have Spain, Italy, Portugal, Ireland. We can't work in Europe with having half of the countries in a memorandum. IMF, if you read the last report, realizes that the Greek program does not work very well, and most probably it has to change, I think. So let's put this idea on the table and find a solution.
The Syriza economic spokesman, Yorgos Staffakis. So voting gets underway here on Sunday, with most results in by Monday morning. But that, of course, is only the beginning. No party's likely to get a majority. They will have to form a coalition. And no party managed to do that last time, hence this weekend's election mark 2. Will they do any better this time round? The world is watching.